Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
Walk by the Spirit. Paul makes it so clear that the Holy Spirit is a person with whom I should be in regular and intimate conversation. In the span of just a few verses in Galatians, Paul uses five different Greek words to fill out the definition for what it means for a Christian to walk by the Spirit. 1. Walk by the Spirit, Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. This word means to conduct my life at the Spirit's speed, not rushing ahead, not lagging behind. As Solomon might say, trust the Holy Spirit with all your heart, and do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you the path to take. My paraphrase of Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. 2. Led by the Spirit, Galatians chapter 5, verse 18. This means to be attached to the one who is conducting my life, just like Jesus explained about branches staying connected to the vine in John chapter 15, verses 1 through 5. 3. Live by the Spirit, Galatians chapter 5, verse 25. To consider the Holy Spirit as my one and only vitalizing source. He is more important than the air I breathe, the food I eat, or the water I drink. 4. Keep in step with the Spirit, Galatians chapter 5, verse 25. I march obediently as a soldier under direction from my superior officer, attuned to his voice to obey his every direction. And 5, live by the Spirit, Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. This describes one who is filled with and governed by the Holy Spirit's life force. Christians who live this way cannot help but exhibit the fruit of the Spirit in such abundance that their very lives become a living, breathing testimony to others of the delight in walking by the Spirit on every single step of our life's journey. For me, there's no other way to live.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.